Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh, the continuing story of the building of the Mishkan, the Big Day Kahuna, in the time of the Midbar. Let me begin by a continuation from last week. Last week I mentioned that Yaakov Avinu planted the Atzei HaRozim for use in the Mishkan, and I quoted the idea that of the Gra, that when things are made from the very beginning, B'kedusha v'tahara, they're a greater receptacle for Kedusha. And therefore, Yaakov from the very planting was involved in what would be the walls of the Mishkan. Many have asked, if so, why did Shlomo HaMelech use Hiram Melech Tzor for the building of the Beis HaMikdash? Why did he use Hiram to cut down the cedars of Lebanon to build the Beis HaMikdash? Forget about planting. Hashem certainly didn't plant it. He wasn't going to wait that many years for it to grow. But at least to cut it down and to prepare it, it's something he should have done. It's a very strong kasha which needs a good answer. I'm not sure about a good answer, but let me at least give an attempt. Two attempts. Attempt number one. Today, here in Yeshiva Torah Das, we're learning Bava Basra, and we learned on Dav Dalit Amid Aleph, the Gemara is an interlude with a bit of Agadita, and the Gemara says that Bava Ben Buta gave Hordis, King Herod, the Eitzah, the idea of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash had fallen into disrepair. Chazi Beit Yua, there were cracks in it. And he told him to build it. So the Gemara asks, why did he have such a terrible person like Hordis build it? Why did he go through Hordis? He could have done it through Erlich Yidden. Why did he give Hordis an Eitzah that was good for Hordis? The Gemara answers, Ilav Malko lo Yizbini. It wouldn't have happened any other way. He needed a king in order to make sure that it happened, especially because they were under the influence of the Romans, as the Gemara says. Ilav Malko lo Yizbini Ulai. Maybe in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, it was a practical thing. It would not have been built quickly had he not used people that were already trained in preparing the wood, the same thing with the stones. Perhaps that's the reason, a very practical reason. A second possible teretz. We learn in Malachim Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Nun Aleph, Vatishlam Kol HaMalacha, Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash. Then it says, Vayoveh Shlomo Es Kachei David Aviv, Es HaKesev Azov, Es HaKelim, Nasam Baitzer Beis Hashem. His father David had prepared gold, silver, utensils, etc. for the Beis HaMikdash. He put them into the treasure house. All the Mepharshim on the page ask, what? Why didn't he use the gold and silver and other items that his father prepared? Chazal say in Divrei Yamin that David HaMelech prepared every single thing that was needed for the Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't Shlomo use the wood that his father prepared, the gold and silver that his father prepared? Tell the Kakasha. So all the Mepharshim on the page ask the question. Rashi, in one of his Terutzim, brings the following. Shlomo said, Rav Hoya Bimei Aviv Shalashonim. In the David's lifetime, there was a 3-year hunger. And David HaMelech should have spent this money to support the poor people that were starving. And since the money was not used when it should have been used, so therefore Shlomo HaMelech felt it was tainted money and it should not be used. That's what Rashi says. Based on this, perhaps Shlomo HaMelech, who knew, Klal Yisrael knew that his father had prepared everything. His father made a very public appeal to Klal Yisrael for the money. Very, very public appeal for the money. And Klal Yisrael knew the money was prepared. And here David, Shlomo HaMelech is going and preparing it anew on his own, not using his father, so he would have to explain. But it's embarrassing for his father for him to explain such a thing. So it may be that that's why he wanted to keep it as quiet as possible, and maybe, perhaps, could be, I don't know, that that's why he did it quietly. He sent the work out of town, so to speak, to be done in in Lebanon, and then it'll come down. It won't be for as obvious to the people that he is not using what his father prepared. These are two possible terutzim, but as I said at the outset, a very strong cash. As you know, in Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear. In the Shachal HaTorah, found also in the Nachla Kidumim, which is the Chidah on the Parsha, they write the lesson from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear in the Parsha is Lo Yikalel Asatzma. A person has to be careful what he says about himself. Don't say negative things about yourself. And Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have said it. Because he said it, it came true. And he ended up having a parsha without his name in it. Lo Yikalel Asatzma. It's a common theme that we know that Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan. Don't say things that are not proper. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni na Misifricha. He said, erase me from your sefer. He shouldn't have said it. And therefore, that's a lesson. Which is a lesson we know. We know Al Tiftach Pe. We try not to say negative things. I have to share with you a question that I have. Mechaim Kanievsky has a sefer on things that are good for remembering, things that are segulas for remembering. And as you know, Reb Chaim has an incredible memory, a knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula, absolutely incredible. And he does write, one of his kuntrasin has things that are helpful to a person that a person should be able to remember. One of the things is, a person should say, I have a terrible memory. I always forget everything. A person should say that. Imagine. A person should say, I have a terrible memory. I always forget everything. I think that's what he says, and I don't remember for sure, but that's my best recollection. That's what he says. My question is, really? A person should say, I always forget everything? Isn't that terrible? It's one of the biggest tsar that a yid feels is the pain of learning and forgetting. And erlich a yid, very painful when we learn and we forget it. We know it is that way, and it's part of the tsar of limud haTorah is the fact that we tend to forget things. So why is it that when it comes to such a thing, Reb Chaim says that it's a good thing to do is to say it, that a person should say it. Why isn't that Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan? I don't know. But right now, I'll do anything to be able to remember things a little bit better. And certainly, if Reb Chaim says a good thing, then I'm going to say it. And I should have Siyata D'Shemaya that I should remember things. As a Hashem, at least, I'll remember to say this particular thing. Let's get on to avert directly on a pasuk in the parasha. Let's start with the first word, va'ata. The parasha begins, va'ata tetzaveh, and you should command. As you know, it's very unusual. Besides, it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name, but okay, we know there's a reason for that. But besides that, that doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Why va'ata tetzaveh? It should say tzav. Tzav is from Israel. Va'ata tetzaveh. What's the va'ata? There's a Klei Yakar at the beginning of the parasha, which is a very important Klei Yakar, incredible Klei Yakar. Klei Yakar writes, Moshe Rabbeinu was the source of miracles. Moshe Rabbeinu was the source of things that have nitzchias. What Moshe Rabbeinu did had permanence. V'ata titzaveh, when it says v'ata means it should come from you. It should be something that comes from you. From you meaning from your keches ha-nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu did is Nitzchias. V'ata titzaveh, says the Klei Yakar. The parasha of the Menorah is a parasha Emor. It's not a this week's parasha, the mitzvah of lighting the Menorah. What's a this week's parasha? The Ner HaMaravi, Lalas Ner Tamid. It says one Ner. Over there it says Neirais. Here it says Ner. It's all about the Ner HaMaravi. V'ata titzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu, with your keches ha-nefesh, you light, you command that it be lit. It should come from you, the lighting of the Ner HaMaravi. When it says Va'ata, it shows something of a permanence. What's gewaldig is that in next week's parasha, in Parashas Kesisa, by the Ketores, when it talks about the Ketores, which says also a lashon of Ata, It says, Kach l'cha samim natav. V'ata kach l'cha samim natav v'shchelas cham l'samim v'yizak b'badiyya. It says the Parsha Ketores, which you should all know by heart. You say, you should be saying those psukim every day. V'ata, what's v'ata have to do? Because by the Shemin HaMishcha, the Gemara says that the Gemara says in Harius, which we're up to on Daf Yud Aleph, we're up to Daf Yud Aleph, and there it says that the Shemin HaMishcha lasted forever. The Shemin HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu, they used it for Kalim, they used it for people, they used it everywhere, and it stayed the complete. The jug of Shemin HaMishcha, it lasted forever. Why says Ata? It says, no, I'm sorry, not by Ketores, but by the Shemin HaMishcha, next week's parasha. I misspoke earlier. And then by the Shemin HaMishcha, it says Ata. And there, it's the same thing. You know what? The Kliyaka says it there again. The Ata shows permanence. Whatever is with Ata shows permanence. I happen to see that Barbanel says it there as well. He says, just like the man of Moshe had permanence, it was Nitzchias, the man, that jug of man that they put away was forever, this was also forever. And this is what the Klei Yaakov says. He brings a few more V'atahs, you'll notice in this week's parasha. According to this, now I understand. We have the Messiah. I don't know if it comes from a Gemara or a Medrash, but it's a number of Achrayim, I think Tarachayim HaKadosh may be the first, who say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, was had he built the Beis HaMikdash, it would have never been Charev. And Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that when there'll be a time of punishment, the punishment should fall al Eitzim v'Avonim, on stones and rocks, and not on people, on stones and wood, and not on people. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go in, because if he builds the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be permanent. How do you know Moshe Rabbeinu builds it has to be permanent? That's the idea of the Kli Yakar. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does is Nitzchias. The mitzvah is the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is Nitzchi. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu brought to Kli Yisrael personally is Nitzchi. And that's the idea of the Atah, the code word. The Atah, it should come from you. Tzavis of Yisrael is what comes from Kli Yisrael. You're a member of Kli Yisrael. The Atah, what personally comes from you, that's something else. Speaking of Karbanis, 1 P.S. Let's quote the Kasha of the week. The last pasuk in the parasha. At the end of the parasha, it talks about building the Mizbeach HaKetores, the Mizbeach HaZav. What's it used for? Keteres. In the last pasuk in the parasha, it says there's one other use. Once a year, blood is sprayed on the Mizbeach HaKetores. What's the once a year? Rashi says, Achas Bashara, Yom Kippur. We all know it. We say in the morning, Yezel Makar Shosavachim Kachikosh, Shosav Safain, Parvisar, Shiamekipuri, Shosav Safain, Shosav Safain, Vedomaton Hazoya, Abin Abadim, Valparaiches, Valmizbach Hazov. We say it every morning. The Parvisar, Yamekipur, Mishpritz, on the Mizbeach Hazov. Ah, how do you like that? The Karbanis we say in the morning fits with this week's parish. So Achas Bashara, it spritzed. That's wonderful. But wait, we don't end the Keteris there. Then we say, Parm in the Sarav, and Sira in the Sarav, she doesn't know about Safin. We keep the Nomishay, so it's Safin. Domantan, Azoya, Aparechas, Amiz Bachazav. The Parm in the Sarav, and the Sira in the Sarav, which is the Parm of Shal Tzibor, and the Sira Shal Kayan Gadol, these Kabbalists are also sprayed on the Mizbeach HaKetores. Why does it say Mizbeach HaKetores is used for the Keteris, and it's used for Achas Bashanah? There's one more use. It's missing in the parasha. Tzaruch Ian Gadol, possible to Rutzim, but I'd rather you figure it out. With that, I want to wish one and all an absolutely wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh. This is Hashem.